Blog Talk Radio.
You this evening and say good evening and glad that you're spending your evening listening to D&K Bible Break. And I'm going to introduce my co-host, Ms. K. You there?
Hey, good evening. I'm here.
All right. All right. We just want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Also, we want to thank my sponsors, Pizza Hut, Royal Caribbean, Finish Line, Brentwood Publishing, and Pepsi. We want to send a special shout out to them for sponsoring D&K Bible Break. Also, we just want to, again, say thank you for everyone that's listening to us all over the place. This evening, we got a great, great show for you lined up for tonight. I'm also going to have a special guest be joining me in a second. But first and foremost, I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to see another week. Another day, just healthy, strong in my right frame of mind, and just blessed to be here on tonight and with my beautiful wife, Miss Kay. I know she feels the same way. And
amen.
We got a good show for you guys. Hopefully that you will get something out of it, and hopefully we can inspire and encourage and uplift someone. And that's what we aim to do. That's what we try to do first and foremost. But we have a special guest. Come on. That's going to be sitting in with us today. And she's going to tell you what we're going to be talking about on tonight. She is the grandbaby of the house. Say hi.
Hi.
What are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about Back to the Basics.
There you go. Back to the Basics. Say it again.
What?
He's shining up on me. Say it. You want to do this all day. Now you hear talk. Say back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
Anything else you want to say? Want to say hi to anybody?
Hi.
You've been wanting to do this all day.
You want to talk? You ain't got nothing to say?
Driver
you done?
For outdated drivers, which
huh?
Can be critical to your Microsoft Windows 10.
Sure. Okay. Well, this is the grandbaby of the house, everybody. We just want to say she's going to be sitting in with us today, talking, saying certain things that she feels like talking. She's been wanting to do this since 1 o'clock. Asking me every 5 minutes, it's time to go on. Now she ain't got nothing to say. Oh, okay. This is Miss K's oldest granddaughter. Her name, tell them your name.
Amaya.
Amaya. This is Miss Maya. She's joining us tonight. And with that being said, we are going to get ready for our show. That was from Miss Amaya.
Thank you, Amaya.
Thank you, Amaya. So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And what do you call Miss K? What's her name?
What's my name, Amaya? What's my name? Girl, you funny tonight.
You don't call her that. What do you call her? All right, we're done. She's done. This is Miss Amaya, the granddaughter of the house. She wanted to come on the radio. She's been saying it, and I promised that I'd give her a little bit of airtime. So that's her airtime. But tonight, me and Kay is going to be dealing with a subject matter going back to the basics. And before we get ready to go back to the basics, I'm just going to have Kay just open us up with a word of prayer.
All right. Father God, we come to you this afternoon thanking you for a beautiful, blessed Monday. Thank you for everything that you've done for us thus far. We thank you for just being the head of everything in our life. We love you and we praise you. We pray for our country right now, Lord Jesus. We pray for our family, our friends, everyone that's going through situations right now. We lift them up before you. We honor you, and we just ask that your will be done on tonight's show. Remove us, none of us, all of you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, we do thank you for being our strength, and we thank you for being our redeemer. And we just ask that your will be done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Again, that was Miss Kay opening us up with prayer. Before that, that was the granddaughter of the house, Miss Amaya. Yes, got a chance to hear her on. But on another note, tonight we're going to be talking about going back to the basics, and I'm going to share some things with you, and I'm going to let Ms. Kay kind of break some other things down as well. But being that we're all in COVID-19. And no one, we haven't experienced anything like this in our lifetime, or we don't have no one to, go back and remember anything like this ever happening before. And, you know, God's been putting it in my spirit that, you know, and I'm going to apologize that, you know, we need to go back to the basics, you know. And when I say that, I'm going to be talking about on how I grew up. It seemed like we're getting away from that, me included. So this starts with me. And when I say me going back to the basics on how I grew up, all the stuff, old school stuff that I grew up on, you don't see it in church no more. You don't hear about it in church no more. And I just want to ask a question, and I'm going to throw a lot of questions out there for you tonight just to see if I'm wrong. But I just done a little bit of research on Sunday, and I listened to about five different services, actually more than five, but I listened to praise and worship. I haven't heard Amazing Grace. I just haven't heard it. I haven't heard the song Amazing Grace. And you probably think, what that got to do with going back to the basics? Because that was one of the songs, you know, it seemed like you heard that song. If you didn't hear it Sunday morning, you heard it Sunday night. If you didn't hear it Sunday night, you heard it Wednesday night Bible. You heard it somewhere along the line. And it's very simple song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. It's the words that I'm talking about, and it's about going back to the basics. When you went to a service, no matter what type of church you went to, it could have been a Baptist church, it could have been a Pentecostal church, it could have been a non-denominational church. At the end of every church, there was always an altar call. People always went up, and whatever they were dealing with, they dealt with it at the altar. You don't see that no more. A lot of stuff we do back then, we just don't do it no more. And it seemed like the church was powerful back then than it is now. And somewhere along the line, and I'm going to just say myself, it seemed like we lost the way of how to going back doing it the way that it was done old school. old school style is when preachers went into the crack houses to get people out of the crack house. The mamas of the church would say their grandson or their nephews or whoever was in the crack house. The ministers would go in there, and I remember going into a few crack houses, pulling people out of the crack houses. I remember when the gangs and things took over the neighborhood, we didn't run from them. We didn't call the police, and we didn't protest. We would just go and set up a revival and had a revival meeting in them type of neighborhoods. And now you see all the police protests and the marching, and that's fine, but I'm looking for the church. When are we going to set up a revival in front of a police station? And because the only way we can get rid of racism is, and this is just Derek's opinion, is you got to pray it out. You got to fast it out. It ain't going to come out because we go down there and walk down there and say, you know, what's going on is not right. These things we got to do, you got to, they come out by prayer and fasting. And that's what I want to get back to. And not this commercial stuff where we all get together and you got different kinds of people that believe in different things. I'm talking about people who are born and washed and covered in the blood of Jesus. I ain't talking about people who don't believe, who believe in this, that, and the other, but I'm just talking about people who believe that on the third day he got up with all power in his hands. I'm talking about them type of people. We need to get together and start praying together and putting together these little religious rules that separate us in the church and just come together based upon Jesus and what he did on Calvary's cross. Nothing more, nothing less, just that, keep it right there. I don't care if you don't want to wear pants. I don't care if you don't wear makeup. I don't care if you eat pork. That is irrelevant. As long as you believe that Jesus, what he did on Calvary's cross, we can go somewhere and instead of protesting, we can have a revival. And protest the devil because we've already got the victory. So that's what we're going to be talking about this evening. We're going to be talking about going back to the basics, not just in the church, but also in marriages, not just in marriages, but also just being single. You got to go back to the basics because all this stuff that we're doing right now, I don't understand it. And this is why our country, in my opinion, again, in Derek's opinion, God is allowing so much to happen because we didn't forget about the Lord, and he's a jealous God, and we're allowing all this sin into the church. I'm going to chill out for a minute and let Ms. Kay have a few words.
No, I like that because it seems like back in the day there was just the atmosphere was just so different. It wasn't no puffed up people putting on airs. It just seems like it was more genuine back in the day. And, you know, real recognize real. Just like if somebody's running game, if you know the game, you know if they playing games too. So right now it's a lot of game playing and it's a lot of fake and phony stuff going on. So I'm not saying it didn't happen back in the day. It just seems like back in the day it was more, people were more genuine. They were more real. They're going to tell you straight up like it is. If you didn't like it, oh well. But you're going to know either they got your best interest at heart, that's why they're telling you like it is, or maybe you need to, you know, take heed to what they're saying because they're trying to, you know, look out for you. So, you know, it's like everybody wants to be everybody's friend and play nice and be politically correct and don't say the wrong thing. And,
And
it's, we're losing people because we want to be so politically correct. We want to be so nice. And I'm not saying be disrespectful to anybody, but people's souls are at stake. So we do need to get back to saying what the word says, not so much what man says and his religion stuff. So people been so bombarded with so much religion that they think that's what serving God is. They think serving God is about their religion, and that's not it. It doesn't matter what denomination you belong to or anything like that. It's all about serving God. So that's back to the basics. Get to, you know, getting back into what God is saying, not so much what man is saying.
What you're saying is true, you know, about being genuine and politically correct. Back in the day, you know, I'm just speaking on my experience. I grew up in the church in the 80s. You know, in the 80s, you didn't have a bunch of sissies up in the church. Now, you had them. I'm not going to say you didn't have them, but they were in check. You couldn't come in there acting any old kind of way. But today, you come up in the church, and then we use this thing, love everyone, and you put that in front of the kids, and they don't know what to think. They think you're supposed to act like that. And I'm not going to go off into that subject, but we all know where I'm going with this. But, you know, back in the day, you weren't allowed to just come up in there and just act like a sissy and get away with it. You know, you weren't having that in the church. You don't have no more motherboards that you know, will control stuff that goes on in the church. Right now, you have some churches that are boozy and you have some churches that are ghetto. And then you have the in-between line. There's no perfect church, don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with going to a boozy church if that's what you like. But then again, ain't nothing wrong with going to a ghetto church if that's what you like. People are going to ask me, well, Derek, what's a ghetto church? A ghetto church is you come as you are. You sit where you want to sit, and you praise the Lord how you want to praise the Lord. There is no right or wrong way in doing it. People will say, well, that's not right. You're quenching the spirit. And in some of the boozy church, you can't do nothing. You can only shout when it's shouting time. When the shout is over with, it's over with. And see, I'm gonna say something, and Kay gonna have scriptures and stuff in a minute, but I want to go back to the basis where you can just have church and just have church. If you sing a song and you ain't on key, that's fine. If your track mess up, you just sing it anyway. But now everything is so commercial. Yeah,
right.
Sing it from the heart. You don't do that. Preachers don't preach from the heart no more. They preach what's going to be popular and what they people want to hear. I don't want my preacher preaching what I want to hear. I need him to preach what God is telling him to tell me, period. If I like it, amen. And if I don't like it, amen. It wasn't meant for me to be right. You know, sometimes my wife has to tell me the truth about things, and sometimes I just don't like it. Regardless what it is, I don't, but it's the truth. It may hurt my feelings, but it's the truth. I would much rather live in the truth and grow stronger knowing that you're going to tell me the truth than live in, oh, you're telling me everything I want to hear and yet making me look stupid when I go outside. If your breath is bad, it's bad, period. Don't no one want to hear it, but don't no one want to smell it either. So if you don't tell the person the truth, how are they going to know to correct certain things if you don't tell them the truth? I'm just making... Because preachers, you don't hear people preaching about amazing grace no more. You don't hear them preaching about get right with God no more. All you hear them saying is love, do this, do this, do this, and God will bless you. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm going back to the basics. God is not a pimp. And then again, God is not a whore. And this is what you preachers have been doing and preaching for the last 20 years, preaching like Jesus is a whore. You tell the people to do this and do that, and then Jesus is going to come and do that. And then you get paid on the side. It don't work like that. Mm-hmm. It hasn't worked like
mm-hmm.
that.
Amen, amen.
Well, go ahead, Kay.
Well,
you know, I can go on and on and on.
There's some basic, if I'm going to just throw out some basic things that I came across. So, and you can expound on it. You can stop me. But, like, there's, like, six different basic things. So one is preach the word with passion and in truth. So a lot of times, like you were saying, the message, I don't want to sound disrespectful because that's not where I'm coming from. But it's like there is no passion behind the preaching. It's more of cliches. It's a lot of theatrics, how much I can holler and jump and bend over and do all this other stuff. And then I'm like, well, I don't even know what the message was. You preaching like you on a stage auditioning for a part, but there is no passion as far as the word of God and the truth of God. Not no fluffed up, like I said last week, not no fluffed up stuff, just the real deal, what the word says. God don't need you to add all of that extra stuff to it. The word stands by itself. If you seek the Lord and he gives it to you the way that he gives it to you, that's fine. But when you do it on your own and try to put on a performance, that's not cool. And it may be funny, and it may be like, oh, wow, you crazy. But at the end of the day, are the people getting something from you? Are they learning something? Or is it making them say, oh, I want to go home and study that a little bit further? Are you doing that? So preach the word with passion and truth. Did you want to add anything with that?
Well, you know, when you say preach with passion and truth, you know, all you got to do, it really doesn't matter, is go to a lot of these churches that stream it online and listen to them preach. You know, it's a bunch of hooping and hollering and a whole lot of growling. And then, you know, by the end of the day, you're going to forget all about that by the time you get home. It ain't going to give you no substance to carry you through the week. All it was entertaining for a few minutes. That's what I mean I'm going to say some stuff. It may, you know what, I'm going to be real with it because I'm going to go back to the basics. You know, it's just like preachers are like whores. They make you feel good for a few seconds, but when you go home, you're mad because you ain't got nothing. You haven't got anything. All you did was entertain for a few minutes, but you're still alone. You still don't have no word in you, and you're still in the same spot. There's nothing in there to give you any substance for what you need, but yet they're filling their pockets up because they're telling you what you need. And long as you tell people telling them what they want to hear, and then, you know, that's fine. Maya was just down there. She's the one that opened the show up for us. If you give her candy all the time, she'll like you, but it's not healthy for you. She can't live off that. But if you give it to her all day, every day, she'll eat it all day, every day until she gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened in the world today is preachers are not preaching what you talked about with truth and passion. They're preaching whatever they can do to keep money in their pocket. And yet people are going, that's why the church ain't strong. COVID-19 has hit. Where is the church at? And that's going to be my theme all day. Where is the church? COVID-19 and hit. Where's the church? What we doing? We've been practicing social distancing for the longest.
Before it
and
even
when I've been practicing social distancing for the longest, we ain't going to the crack houses. We ain't going nowhere. We just at home chilling. And I say that because well, people saying, what do you want to do about it? We can't go out there because of COVID-19. We weren't going out there before COVID-19. That's not an excuse. You can always FaceTime. You can always call people. You can always, there's always a way around it. So I'm not going to use COVID-19 as an excuse to act ignorant because we should be fellowshipping with one another. Back in the day, we fellowshiped with one another. You can fellowship through Skype. You can fellowship through all the social media. And for the people who don't know how to do that, you just pick up a phone and call them old school style. Because back in the day, we didn't have all this technology that we got today. But we found a way to fellowship. I know that no one want to hear about that because, oh, you're going back. Yeah, I'm going back there because we were stronger. The one thing about going back in the day when you thought about it, regardless of what happened, the church was relevant. The church ain't relevant right now. And it's a shame when I forget what they call it, the LTBAG. I'm probably not even saying it right. Probably glad I'm not saying it right because I don't want to get a whole bunch of people emailing me. But they're more powerful than the church is right now. They can get things done right now. The Jehovah's Witnesses can get things done right now. It ain't stopped them from going to people's houses. But what is the church doing? What is the preacher doing? And matter of fact, I'm going to take it a step further. What are you doing? Because church started at home. Going back to the basics, we need to start praying for one another, checking on one another, holding each other accountable. But what happened in the church, you go to the church, you fill out a visitation card, you don't hear from the church. You might get one email, one text. That's it.
That
was
one
lucky
of my points.
You get that. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I just beat you to it. I just beat you to it. But that's one of the ways we're lacking. We need to go back to the basics. And I'm going to the married couple now. Where's the couple fellowships at? Because in order to have a strong church, a strong community, you got to have strong married couples. And in order to be strong married couples, the couples got to come together and unite to help each other out. Because it's not easy being married. I don't care if you're married 20 years or you're married 1 year. It's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to keep that love thing going. And then I'm going to take it to another level too, Kay. Men, whether you're married or you're single, you have to be a gentleman, going back to the basics. You got to know how to treat a woman. You got to know how to talk to a woman. You can't be calling them out their names. You got to know how to dress for success. If you're with a woman, can you keep a woman? It's a shame these young men got $200-$300 tennis shoes on their feet but don't own a car. Don't know how to cook. Don't even know how to boil an egg. I know a lot of men go, my mama didn't teach me. Well, you know what? At some point of accountability, you need to learn on your own how to do something. You can't blame your parents for everything.
You can Google anything. Go Google it and learn how to cook a meal.
And learn how to be respectful and talk. Because one of the things I don't like now is how the young ladies let these guys talk to them any old kind of way. Then I don't like the way the young ladies be dressing. But like I said before, going back to the basics.
To go back to what you were saying as far as the church goes, it just seems like a lot of people have lost the reverence of God. There is no reverence. There is no fear. I've seen people leave out of the church. They be cussing up the storm. I know people cuss, but I'm just saying there's no, on the church grounds, usually like, turn that music down. You know, it's respect. We riding by the church. You can't have that music blasting. Now they will light up in the parking lot. The music, whatever music they got, it ain't church music, whatever is on the radio or whatever comes out. There's no respect. And the thing is, the church has allowed the world to come in and do this. There is nobody saying, oh, we don't do that here. You can't do that. Have respect for the house of God. Have respect for the church grounds. None of that. It's just like people just do what they want, because if you say something to somebody, they'd be then snapped off on you. People are rude and disrespectful, so nobody wants to go there to even check them. The mothers, you mentioned the mothers board. I don't even know, do they still have, I know they have people in the church that are called mothers, but is it a board like it was back in the day? You know, they sit in their own area and they hold things down. You can't get nothing across the mothers board. I don't know if they still do that. I haven't seen it, but I do know that there's like mothers of the church. And a lot of the mothers of the church, they doing what everybody else doing. They not like the older mothers that was in church when there was a difference. Now there's like no distinction between an older woman in the church versus the mother of the church. They all go hand in hand. So I think it boils down to no fear of the Lord, no reverence of the Lord, and people just were the church is worldly. There's no difference. That's what it seems like.
It's definitely not a difference. And like I said, we're just bringing it up. Now, do we have solutions to the issue of the problem? I got a solution to it, and I got some Bible to back it up, too. It's very simple, very easy, going back to the basics. How basic is it? How easy is it? Well, I'm going to use a story of when Jesus was on the cross. When he was on the cross, he was on the cross with two thieves. And the two thieves that he was there on the cross with, what did he do? Now, you got to understand something about this, because I just want to break it down for you for just give me a minute. And the thing about the reason I want to take it to the cross is because we're supposed to be Christ-like. And I understand it feels like a lot of us, and I'm not going to say all of us, but a lot of us are going through hellish times right now. whether you're out of work or you got issues at home, you got issues with your kids, or you got issues with your parents, regardless what the situation is, I understand it could be hard right now. Well, just imagine Jesus being hard too. He's our example. He's who we're supposed to model ourselves alike, is Jesus. And he was on a cross with two thieves. These thieves were crooks. They called them thieves. Jesus didn't do anything to be up there on the cross. He didn't do anything. But what he ended up doing, he took your sin and my sin, and that's why they nailed him to the cross. And the one thief to the left of him said, well, if you all of that and you all this, save yourself and save us too. And then the other thief was like, I've done wrong. I'm not asking you for anything. But all I'm asking you to do is when you get to your parent, remember me. And Jesus did, and Jesus said, from this moment, you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus, going through all what he went through, still had enough time to minister salvation to the thief. We need, if we're in church, I don't care what you're going through, our number one job is to minister salvation to the world. That's what we're supposed to be doing, ministering salvation. Jesus showed love because he communicated with him. He was right next to him. And he spoke it to him. So with that being said, that's what we need to get back to do.
Amen.
Go ahead, Kay. Go ahead. I'm gonna finish in 1 second. Go ahead, Kay.
I think a lot of times we try to put God in a box and say, I'm going back to when you were talking about the song Amazing Grace. We try to put him in a box and it's like, okay, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I remember, like, I'm a Kirk Franklin fan. So I remember when Kirk came out back in the day, and there was a lot of controversy in the churches because of his style. And me, I'm like, hey, I like that kind of music. I like something that's going to make me move. I like something that's going to minister to me. But people, they want it, like you say, Amazing Grace. I love Amazing Grace. For some reason, when I think of Amazing Grace, I think of like a song that's sang at a funeral. And I think of it as like a worship song. So by it being a worship song, on one hand, I love it. On the other hand, I need to hear something else too. So I don't think it's, when you say go back to the basics, I don't think it's just one way of, the hymns were great and everything, but I also like to have a little movement and I like to hype it up.
I'm going to stop you because I let you go a little too far. when I said Amazing Grace, you know, I'm just thinking about the word, the song's Amazing Grace. And if we're going back to the basics, that's salvation. What better song to introduce salvation than Amazing Grace? Now, I mean, you want to bump a little bit. There's songs you can bump with that's to me, gospel music, not worldly music. And some of the music that people listen to, now that's their choice. I'm not going to get in that debate with you. It's worldly. To me, it's worldly. Period. It sounds too much like the world music. I listen to all types of music, and I can identify gospel music, soul-saving music, is not some of the music that you're listening to right now. Kirk Franklin, Silver and Gold, one of my favorite songs. But some of his stuff, he's a little bit out there on. You can't tell what he's saying, and it sounds like you're in a club somewhere. And what I'm saying is this. I've seen the effect what Amazing Grace can do to people at an altar. I ain't saw what Stomp can do at the altar when it comes time for salvation. Now, if you want to, you're a Christian and you're at that level where you can bump and move your head and with a nice beat, then that I'm all for it. But I'm talking about going back to the basic. I'm not with all this music. And you got to understand something, too, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but Lucifer, who was an angel, he was the angel over the music in heaven before he got kicked out. He knows what he's doing. So we can't be deceived by some of the stuff that we're hearing because it's not of God. I don't care who sings it. It's not of God. If it's not making you a certain way or feel a certain way, when you hear that song, it puts you right, man. It should make you tear up. for everything Jesus did for you.
You just can't say it as a blanket statement, though, because just like you would tear up with Amazing Grace, you can also hear a song that's bumping and be like, wow, it can speak to you too. So
we got
different sounds, but the objective is the same. The objective of all of it is to worship and honor the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line, whether it's traditional or contemporary. The goal is, are you worshiping Christ? If you worship Christ,
or are you trying
to
be able to see what you're saying? But okay, now let's just be honest now. Are you worshiping Christ, what you just said? Listen to some of that music.
Yes.
You know good and well, a lot of people are not worshiping with that music. Now, let's just be honest. I ain't saying everyone, I'm not singling you out like you're the only one that's doing it. There's a handful of people that will do it, but the majority of the people, if they're playing that music in a club, I'm quite sure ain't no one in the club listening to any of these type of artists that you listen to having a Bible study meeting in a club.
But hold on, let's take it to this level. Because you know what, my kids, they will be playing church music. I'll go in, my daughter, she's having church before she get ready for school. My son in the kitchen doing the dishes with his music playing. It's not no slow, traditional gospel music. It's something that is ministering to them. And I'll take it. I will take it because the words is what I'm listening for. Yeah, I like the beat, but them words in that song, if they can memorize those, that can come back to their remembrance. So I don't think that there should be the objective of it at the end of the day is to worship and honor God. So you can't say just because it got that beat is probably drawing them. Draw them with the beat. Let the words minister to them.
I'm not saying anything about the beat. I'm saying some of them songs, you don't understand the words. I'm not worried about the beat. I'm saying the words to the song.
Because you old,
I didn't
old,
say, look,
old.
I'm
you
saying, no. What I'm saying is this. The Bible says that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same stuff that we're trying to put something new where you don't need nothing new and that's what these preachers are doing. They're trying to do something new. You can't do nothing new. There is nothing new under the sun. What we need to do is go right back to what it used to be, and yet certain things don't belong in the church. Now, there's a lot of fast songs that goes on. There's a lot of music that you can worship the Lord with because you understand what is being said. What a mighty God we serve. You may not, okay, you don't like that one. I can keep on, I'm a soldier. There's a lot of songs that has the word, that has the meaning that will minister to you. Some of these songs, you don't know what they're talking about. And some of the songs that they've been singing, a love song to the Lord, it's a love song for a woman. If you really think about it, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it, but you can't worship the Lord like that. And this is why the church is weak. And you can say however you want to say it. You can sugarcoat it however you want to sugarcoat it. But until the church goes back to the day where there's separation between the church and the world, if you can't separate it, then you allow anything to come in. Anything is coming into the church, and people are – that's why they live in the way they live. You can do whatever you want to do, long as you love – say you love the Lord. Or I'm serving God. And my question is, what God are you serving? Because there is more than one God. There ain't but one Lord and Savior and one God. But there's a lot of them little gods that people be going around here serving. And a lot of them little gods have a lot to do with the music that's being played and being heard. This is why people come to church and they act crazy. They don't know how to act when they come to church. Even when in the bougie church, you don't know how to act because you're so caught up in what the world brought in. And when the world brings it in, what you supposed to do? It starts with the music, and it goes all the way down. It goes with the music, because I'm on a roll right now. It goes with the music, then it goes all the way down to how men act in church. Then it go right all the way down to how couples act. You got people been married, and they don't even love each other. They just acting like they do it just to put up a Halloween mask, and they're miserable. And then they're miserable because there's no such thing as couples fellowship no more. You don't see that nowhere. And if it is fellowship, all they're doing is going out to eat. They ain't discussing on how couples should stay together, love each other, and get work through hard times. These are the things that are missing in the church. And it starts right up there with the music, all the way down to how do you to raise a young man and raise a young lady. And there's a certain way that you do that. You don't beat people over the head and make it your rules and your laws, and this is, we don't do this. You do it strictly
Thank
by the Bible.
Okay.
If the Bible say do it, then that's what you do. So when it comes to the music, I'm sorry, I'm old school and I'm about to shut up, but I'm going right back to that basis.
Let me say this, though. Regardless of the style, the thing is we can become so bogged down in the tradition of the songs and worship that it's a ritual. It's a stale routine. You've seen it. People just singing, and there's nothing behind it. It's like a habit. There is no hallelujah moments, and nothing is being transformed in the heart because they're used to just doing the same thing. So
you know what?
Let me finish, though. You cannot put rules and regulations to what real worship is, because everybody's worship is not going to be the same. So I enjoy traditional worship. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, I like other forms of worship as well. But I am worshiping God. And if the person is worshiping God, who are we to tell them how to worship God? And what they can listen to
that's not what I'm
God.
Saying.
They can,
that,
but they can
I'm
listen
saying.
To. But you want to say about the music and the words of the song. If the words of the song is edifying, I'm not talking about no crap that's not edifying God. I'm not going there. I'm not talking about no foolishness. I'm talking about something that's edifying and lifting up God, regardless if it got a slow beat, a fast beat. It don't even matter. The goal is to worship God. So we are not in the place to say whose worship is the right way and the wrong way.
Let me finish.
The show is back to the basics. So it is important to get back to the true worship of God. Worship God in a true manner, not with this fake stuff. So I'm not saying be fake and act like the world acts and be shaking it and doing all that.
But that's not what I'm saying.
But you can still have that same form of music, and you can have somebody like the praise dancers. They have praise dancers. They have people that do the flags, all of that. Some people don't like that in the church, too, if they're dancing.
And I'm one of
them. But they're dancing for the Lord, though. That's a form of worship.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. You can't
now, everything, because we put a name on it is a form. And if you want to praise, that's fine. To each your own. I don't particularly care for it. It does nothing for me. It don't do nothing for Derek. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you like it, that's fine. Hallelujah to you. That's good. All what I'm saying is we didn't took it to a whole nother level. And when I say this, if it's true and it's genuine, fine. If you like to listen to that that's fine. But there's a lot of people, when I say going back to the basics, the reason I said we're going back to the basics because people do not understand. They're not mature enough spiritually to understand what is basics. They don't know, and you can't take a baby and feed a baby steak and potatoes, even though, you know, they may digest it every now and then, but it's not healthy for them. And the reason it's not healthy for them, because you got to start them off on baby. They need to learn how to chew. They need to learn certain things. You can't just, I'm in the world, I'm going to get saved today, and I'm going to start listening to the same music. It doesn't work like that. And I was going to say something. I should have wrote it down, but I forgot because you said something. Your worship, because you've been in church, you've been saved a long time, so you know what you like. And you can do that because of your maturity level in Christ. You can do that. These young people, they don't know. And then when you say them old hymns and everything, The first thing you said is them old hymns. See, you're making it seem like it, but them old hymns is what got the people who got you saved, got them over the hump. It may got you over the hump. Now, you matured a little bit, and you like to go out, and you like to listen to this and listen to that. That's fine. That's your worship. That's between you and your Lord. But for people who don't know how to worship truly, for people who don't know how to do certain things, there's a growth spurt, and the church totally forgot about them people. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why when they come to church, they act any kind of way, they sing any kind of way, they dance any kind of way, they do all what they want to do, but at the end of the day, they're not doing it like what you just said. They're not worshiping for the Lord. They're worshiping. They just going through the motion. And some of these old people in the church that they caught up in their ways, you're right. They're just going through the motion too. There's no truth. There's no genuineness in their worship. And because of that, that's the reason the church is weak and we have no power. We have no authority because we want to change. Because it's old. We don't like it. Just like you hear, but we don't like that. It's old. You old-fashioned. You know what? It was funny. I used to say my dad was old-fashioned. And I used to say it. And my dad was straight 70s. He wore bell bottoms. He wore afro. And he one thing that the men back then, they had leather jackets, and they wore dress shoes everywhere they went. So when I say that to say this. I'm just like my father. I don't like the bow ties. Everyone want to wear a bow tie and they wear a suit now. I don't particularly like the new music. And that's fine. But at the same time, what my father did with us, and this is what we got to do with the new generation. I came and went to my father's house for the weekend, and I told my dad I needed $12 because I wanted to buy Prince. It was his cassette, Purple Rain, had just came out. And I wanted to buy the cassette. It was like $10.99. And my dad said, okay. And he wanted to know about Prince. Now, my dad was a musician. So what he did, he gave us the money. But at the same token, he got all of the kids together in the church, and they did a music seminar on what we were listening to. And it gave me a different perspective of how I view music. Now, he didn't tell me I couldn't listen to it. But he gave me another alternative to what I was listening to. So when I say about music, and when I listen for the words, I don't care about the beat. I'm listening for the words. Because if the words don't line up, it really don't mean nothing to me. And some of these words I don't understand. I got to listen and listen and listen. And when you got to do all of that, okay, it sounds like you in a club.
That's because you're old.
I'm not old. I'm not old.
You're
I'm just
old.
Trying to tell the
you're
truth.
Older.
But and
you're
this is why,
older.
And this
so
is
you,
why the
you
church.
Can't catch on.
This is
I'm
why the church is weak. I know you are, but this is why the church
now,
is weak.
Everybody out there, he know I'm messing with him. We do this all day, so I don't want nobody to think that I'm being smart to my husband. We do this all day, so. I like messing with him, and I say things to pull things out because I need him to say it. So if I'm saying stuff and y'all think I'm talking crazy, I know what I'm doing. So go ahead, Hudson.
You're just giving a lot of information that you don't really need to be giving. But at the end of the day, we are just trying to go back. And like I said, I did a study, and if you want to watch. If your church not having service and you have to do service like us and watch it on the internet or Facebook or however you're listening to it, all you got to do is listen to somebody. Just listen, and you tell me if it's really adding up. Are we really powerful? Is the church really? I'm watching everything that's going on in the world today and. And Kat, we didn't talk about this part of the show, but who are we supposed to look up to as Christians right now? You don't hear no one out there saying anything about nothing. You don't hear no one about racism. You don't hear no one talking about the COVID-19 and what the church should be doing. You don't hear there's no togetherness with nothing. We want to protest, but we don't want to have a revival. We tell everyone to pray, but we don't want to come together to pray.
Yeah, it's a lot of that going on.
And if y'all see anything that I'm missing, let me know, please, because I'm looking for it.
Yeah, because we can't see everything. It might be something going on in different areas that we may, it hasn't been on the news. You can't Google it. So it may be stuff going on in people's local areas that we may not be aware of. So if your local area is doing something to pray in the community, let us know. We'll be happy to hear the correct information because we don't know everything. We're just going off of what we know in our area and what we see on the news. So. In reference to the basics, let me just give the list that I was going to give. So the first one I gave was preach the word with passion and truth, love each other. When it comes to church, welcome guests with genuine friendliness, forgive when someone does you wrong, support the weak and vulnerable, and make disciples. Make disciples, that's a great one right there because it's – that's the goal. You're supposed to make disciples. You're supposed to go out and teach all nations. And we're supposed to be doing all of that. So there's no sense in doing the extra if you're failing in the basics. So doing what matters is all that matters. So if we can just get back to the basics of doing what matters, leading people to Christ without all the extra stuff, let's just get back to the basics of that. I wanted to go touch on like relationships too, because I was talking to you earlier about getting back to the basics and, you know, in relationships, a lot of us, we kind of like, let me start with the married people first. You know, before you get married, there's a lot of flirting going on, a lot of sending flowers, getting gifts, going out, doing little things that, you know, lead up to the I do's. And a lot of that stuff, once you get married, it's like, okay, we married now what? But it's important to get back to the basics of how you got that person. Don't just let that fall away. Just like, you know, I like to leave my husband sticky notes. So I'll leave him a sticky note here and there, and he'll write me something and he'll leave it. So it's cute. And I'm like, okay, just to let somebody know that you're thinking about him. That don't cost no money. You can get a piece of paper. It ain't even got to be a sticky note. Just do something to let your partner know that you're here for them, you riding with them till the wheels fall off. So we need to get back to the basics.
Can I interrupt you there? Let me interrupt you because when you say that, and again, you know, because I'm in leadership, you know, it's up for us older men to teach the younger men how to be men. And when you talk about getting back to the flirting and all this kind of stuff, well, if these young people ain't never been taught how to be a man, and let me say this, because I'm not perfect. Sometimes I need help. I need reminders. I have to hang out with men who love their wives and will give me some ideas about what they're doing. You know, not that I need any help, but sometimes an idea can create something for me. And it's about your surroundings, and it's all about who you hang out with and what's going on. And when I said this earlier, and I'm glad you brought up about relationships, is because it's important for married people to hang out together to support one another. And it,
right.
You know, you got to keep. I can't do everything that I did to get my wife. It's just impossible. But because I know my wife, I know what she likes, and it's not expensive to leave a note. It don't cost no money to write a letter. It just takes time.
Right.
And see, this is what, when you in the Lord and you love the Lord, because I'm supposed to treat my wife the way the Lord tells me to treat. I'm supposed to treat her like a queen. So therefore, you have to line up. Now, I'm not saying that we got, Will Smith money or anything like that, that we can go all around the world and do all that. It's not about all of that. It's about knowing your mate and knowing what they like to do, period. My wife likes to read books. I know that. It's in the back of my head. She hasn't been doing it lately, but if I was to go get a good book and read, that's more than sending her flowers. You got to know your mate. If your mate don't like flowers, don't be sending no flowers. She ain't going to, you know, look at the flower and 2 days, 3 days later, the flower dead. And then, you know, you got to know your mate.
Right.
I'm just being honest. You got to know your mate.
Right.
And so if you don't, that's why I don't do Valentine's Day. My wife don't do flowers. She's not a flower person. Ain't no sense in me even wasting all the money on no flowers. But see, we get caught up in that, and that's what we do. And then we think as men, we supposed to get some benefits because we bought some flowers on Valentine's Day. No. I live with a sister, and she don't do flowers.
I do flowers, but I'm not a fan. I don't like wasting my money on flowers. They're going to die. I don't need
So when you hear that, now I know not to bring her no flowers. Now, every now and then, she may get a rose here and there. But y'all know, and if y'all don't know, I just tell you this. For every man, you just need to go to Kroger's or whatever your supermarket is and just buy 12 roses and just use them one at a time and just go back to the store and get it when you need it. That's when you mess up. That's what you do. But anyway, but getting back to what I'm saying, and I know you got something for single people, but I'm going to let you go ahead because there's some things I forgot to add into this before we go.
No, that goes back to I was saying that in reference to the married people getting back to the basics because it's important to have a married couple. If you know a married couple or if you are that married couple, you know, it's good to try to – I'm not saying everybody's marriage is perfect because nobody's marriage is perfect, but we all can learn from each other. So if you feel that you may be able to take someone under your wing, take a couple under your wing and be like, okay, let's, you know, lead them and guide them. Or if you are that couple, you'd be like, you know what, they're a young couple. Let's do this. Let's see if they want to go here. Let's see if they want to do that. You can do Zoom parties. You can – do game night. You can back in the day at church, we used to have like a couples thing where you just meet, and at church the couples just meet there. You have like little finger foods, and you either talk or you play games, and it's just all about fellowship as far as married couples goes. It's like so you can get back to you and your spouse. Like you need to get away for the weekend if you can, even if it's one night. I don't care if it's 2 hours. If you and your spouse go sit at the park, anything, just do something to keep it going for you and your spouse. Read the word together. Studying together is great. So me and my husband, I like to piggyback and we go back and forth with, you know, what I'm studying for the day or what he's studying for the day. So it's important to just keep it alive because the devil will get in anywhere that he can. He want to creep everywhere. So for us to keep those cracks sealed. So. And
amen.
Single people, it's not just about all married people. It's not just about all married people. It's about single people too. If you single, okay, why are you waiting on your mate? Or why, if you're not even looking for a mate, get into the word. Seek God. Draw closer to God. Let God lead and guide you. If he say, okay, chill, study, get closer to me. That's what you need to be doing. Don't be worrying about chasing after nobody if God is telling you to do otherwise, because you will end up with the wrong person. So very important to do that. You know, I'm going to there's a scripture, Song of Solomon. If y'all don't know Song of Solomon, that Song of Solomon got some stuff in here. So if I could just read this scripture here, this is for our married people. Solomon, Song of Solomon 1:2. Kiss me and kiss me again, for your love is sweeter than wine. That's beautiful. Like, it's like a love story right in here. So get into Song of Solomon. If you don't know how to write nothing, go in there and grab something out of Song of Solomon and send it to your spouse. Song of Solomon 2:16 says, my lover is mine and I am his. That's beautiful. Nope, that don't take nothing. Just like the word has what you need. Get in it. So. That's what I
want to
say.
And when you go back to the basics, everything that you do should be centered around the word. It just should. I've learned over the last 6-7 months, I center everything over the word and what can I get out of it, whether it's good or bad. I got to teach Bible study tomorrow. I'm going to share it on Bible study, but I went golfing Saturday. I haven't been golfing in a while. I went about a month ago, and then I went back. So my golf game a little rusty. And I went with one of the deacons of the church. We went out, and he kept telling me what to do. He kept saying, you keep lifting your head up. And he said, with my swing, he told me what to do. And he said, watch the ball pop up in the air, and it'll pop up and roll down. I about 50, 60 feet away from the hole. And I did everything that he told me to do, and the ball went in, and it rolled down onto the green and into the hole. And I said, I'm done. After that shot, it don't matter what I do, how the rest of my game, that's all I needed to see. The purpose, what I'm saying is, anything that you do in Christ, anything that you do in the church, you may mess up once, twice, but you keep doing it over and over, and eventually you're going to get it. So some people in some churches going back to today's church, if you fail one time, God didn't call you to do it and give you all these rules of why you failed, this, that, and the other. Sometimes you fail is not because you did anything wrong. It's a lesson to help you the next time or the next time. It's a learning in progress. Because as bad as my golf game is, I've learned something. It's still bad, but I'm learning as I go. So don't take your failures as final. Just take your failures as I learned something and keep it moving. And we're saying, going back to the basics, there are no more big mamas. So what do we do about big mamas there? Well, what we do, we have to find someone. They may not be close in age, but, you know, you got to find someone with the big mama tendency. We're going to go to church. We're going to pray about this. We're going to fast. This is how we're going to get this out. Your kid's acting crazy? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a Saturday. We're going to pray. And after we get done praying, we're going to fast the next 3 days. That's how you handle situations. That's how they did it back in the day. When the boys or men was acting up, the men of the church went and got them, took them out, and had men talk. That's what they called it back in the day. Some people won't say it's fellowship. We said men talk. Because sometimes that's what you need. That's what you need. That's what I need sometimes. I was out golfing, and the guy that was golf, we were just fellowshipping, but I needed it for my manhood. So I can be a better man. Even though it wasn't nothing deep, you need them type of things in your life. But it's so far, and people say this and want to make excuses. And then another thing I'm going to say this, and if we go over time, that's fine. We don't go visit the sick or the elderly.
Amen.
And I don't know where these preachers get off saying, it's not my job to do that. But the Bible commands us to do that. The Bible tells us to do that. But we didn't get so with these fancy titles. And I'm going to say this because I'm a licensed minister, but I'd rather be called Brother Derek than anything else. Because at the end of the day, that's all we are, brothers and sisters in the Lord. There ain't but one
Amen.
King of kings. Ain't but one. And I should be able to do anything that I'm led to do. If I know someone that's sick, I can go talk to them. And then they're going to say, we're not qualified. Well, I just want to say this to step on some toes, just because I'm going to step on some toes. But, you know, I got a call today, and it was from Illinois. I didn't recognize the call. They called like twice, three times. I said, let me see what this is about. And it was a church in Illinois that wanted me and my wife to come up there in November to a seminar because of what we've been doing on Monday. Now, they don't know nothing about our but they just listen to us on Monday. And they follow me on Facebook. And they wanted us to come up there to do a seminar. Now, my wife is excited because it's the first time something like this has happened. And because November, you know, her daughter's birthday in November, we got things going on, we had to decline. But the fact that we're doing what God has called us to do, He will open up doors that no man can open, and open up doors when some people say, we shouldn't even be doing this. See, that's the way the Lord moves. We're going back to the basics. Because as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And as long as we serve the Lord and do it the way God wants to do it, doors are going to open. I'm not doing this new school stuff no more. I'm just not going to do it.
See, it's the thing about what you just said, I don't know if I was excited. I was honored. Like, this, are you me? I don't know how to do stuff like that. I'm not that person. But just to hear that somebody would think to even think of, I'm like, God is truly amazing. That's God. And I'm just like, it's just a humbling experience to even hear somebody offer something like that. I'm just like, this is not my life. Like, that's beautiful. This is God. And to God be the glory. It's all about God. And whatever God wants is what I want. And I was just like, so humbled to even be put in a category to talk to anybody. So it was just amazing. So it was all glory to God.
Yeah, all God gets the glory and everything. But again, on that note, I just want to thank, you know, again, for all the listeners that's listening out there. We just want to say thank you. And if you want us to come and holler at your congregation and talk about whatever you want us to talk about, feel free to email us, inbox me, whatever you want to do. We'll think about it. And you know, we might not. I don't know. It all depends on what the Lord tells us to do at that particular time. But we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to keep doing what we want to do. We're not going to do what we want to do. We're going to keep doing what God leads us to do. And because I'm going to be honest with you, if it was up to me, I would not be on the radio right now. Not because I don't enjoy it. It's just it comes with a lot. And also, before I forget, Kay, I want to send a shout-out to Sister I can't even talk right
Winston.
Now. Sister Winston. And she has a program on Thursday night. What's the name of it again?
Power of Prayer.
Power of Prayer. I will put that information if you want it. I'll inbox it. I'll put it out there a little bit later for y'all to just go to my Facebook page, Instagram page. You'll see it. But I just want to support her because she supports us all the time, all the week. So I just want to show some love out there. And they have a real nice Bible study, too, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. It's not on Blog Talk yet, but it's on it's a phone number, and I'll put that phone number out, and then you got to punch in a code to join in on their Bible study. But that's Sister Winston. We just want to say thank you for supporting us, and we're going to support you in every way that we can. And then, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that we talked about, the church, going back to the basics. I know y'all probably tired of us talking about what goes on in the church, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Last week we were talking about church hurt. This week we're, you know, going back to the basics, what the church ain't doing. It's just, there's no power in the church right now, in my opinion. This is Derek's opinion. If your church is doing all what it's supposed to do, then praise the Lord. Give me a call. Let me see what we can do so we can put it, you know, we can use all the help we can get. But with that being said, anything else you want to say, Kay?
I do have a scripture that I wanted to give. It's 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." So the enemy is out there 24/7, and his job is to disrupt the church. His job is to disrupt your family, your relationships, any way that he can. So my prayer is that we get back to the basics. And don't give him no room to do anything in your life, in your congregation, in your relationships. Seek God and let his will be done in your life. There's unity in the body of Christ. That's the key to everything. We need to become unified. We need to get on one accord. We all serve the same God. We shouldn't have no kind of division. We need to get it together and get back to the basics. And that's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Amen. And that's all I want to, that's all that we have for you tonight. There's a lot more. I can keep on going and keep on going and keep on going. But I feel like we did what we were supposed to do tonight. Again, I just want to thank all the sponsors out there, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Finish Line, Pizza Hut, Brentwood Publishing. I just want to say shout out to them. Tomorrow night, Praise Tabernacle Church, Bishop Omar Zachary, First Lady Pamela Zachary, Bible study at 7 p.m. Wednesday night, you have Elder Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall. Also, I just want to send a shout-out to Elder Bazaar. He was in Virginia preaching all last week, and he told me last night he closed out. One person got saved, so we just want to say thank the Lord for Elder Bazaar. And his ministry he did in Virginia. He'll be back, and he's back in Ohio now. He'll be on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Also, we have on Friday, well, not this Friday, but normally on Fridays, I believe he's off this Friday, is Overseer Timothy Jackson with Freestyle Friday, but he'll be on Saturday. I believe he'll be on this Saturday. I don't know if he's taking this week off or not, but I'll let you know. For Spiritual Sense of Life, which is on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to just listen to the word throughout the week, come back to Blog Talk. We got it all week for you. Again, I want to apologize for Sunday. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to Sunday. I just want to apologize for last Sunday because we had Blog Talk was that Sunday for maintenance. And I didn't have no knowledge of it until 2 minutes before we went on the air. So my apologies for that. Hopefully they'll let me know when they do that again. But also on Sunday is at 11 a.m. We have Praise Tabernacle Church Sunday morning services right here live on Blog Talk as well. Just dial 845-277-9094 or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/chaostalk with Derek Oliver. And that's it. And before I go.
And on Monday we will not be.
Oh, Monday's a holiday, so we won't. That's right. We're going on a little mini vacation, so we need a break. So we will not be on Monday. So there will be no D&K Bible break on Monday. And with that being said, person that opened
enjoy
the show is going to close it for us. Say
good night. Good night. Amen.
Thank you.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear. All right. I just wanted to say thank you all for listening to us. And we'll be back in 2 weeks, D&K Bible Break. And if y'all want to come on the show and y'all want to rap with us, inbox me, call me, whatever you want to do. I'm more than willing to listen. Amen. With that being said, we'll see everybody 2 weeks. Be safe. Cover up and pray up.
Amen.